Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather. Welcome to the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod, where today's insights shape tomorrow's technologies.
We're diving into some fascinating advancements in AI research, from groundbreaking models that bridge the gap between vision and language to innovative architectures improving text encoding and model scalability.
Imagine a world where AI understands not just text, but images and handwritten notes with astonishing accuracy. That's what the OmniFusion model is all about, blending visual cues with language for better understanding across multiple domains.
And then there's LLM2Vec, pushing the envelope on how large language models can become even more powerful text encoders. It's shaking up our understanding of model efficiency and performance.
Plus, we're looking at models that handle ultra-high resolutions and those that optimize learning mechanisms for both broad applications and specialized tasks. It's a glimpse into an AI future where versatility meets precision.
So buckle up as we explore these papers and more, unraveling the complexities of cutting-edge AI research in a way that's engaging and accessible.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather, and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
Let's dive into something quite exciting in the AI field, a paper titled OmniFusion, Integrating Multimodal Architectures for Enhanced Language and Vision Tasks. The essence of this research is about improving how AI understands and processes information from both text and visual inputs, essentially combining the two to create a more comprehensive understanding.
Right, Jacob. The core idea here revolves around what's known as multimodal architectures. These are systems designed to process and interpret more than one type of data input at a time. In the case of OmniFusion, it's all about merging text, language models, with visual data to bolster the AI's ability to understand and interact with the world around it.
Exactly, Heather. And to achieve this, the team behind OmniFusion developed a model that uses what are called adapters. These are like add-ons or plug-ins that help the base language model grasp visual information. They experimented with different types of these adapters, like MLPs and transformers, alongside various ways to encode images, either as whole images or in tiles.
And their results are pretty noteworthy. They tested OmniFusion across 8 benchmarks that measure how well AI systems can answer visually based questions, things like identifying objects in a photo or interpreting complex scenes. OmniFusion outperformed existing open source solutions on these tasks, showcasing its ability to provide detailed answers across diverse domains like medicine or culture.
What's also great is that they've made the Mistral-based OmniFusion model open source. This means anyone interested can access its weights, training, and inference scripts online. It opens up lots of possibilities for developers and researchers looking to explore or enhance multimodal AI applications further.
Absolutely, Jacob. The implications for real-world applications are vast, from enhancing accessibility technologies for visually impaired individuals by providing detailed descriptions of their surroundings to improving how autonomous systems understand and navigate the world. OmniFusion represents an important step forward in creating AI systems that can better perceive and interpret the complex nuances of our multisensory world.
Today, we're diving into a fascinating piece of research titled LLM2Vec, which essentially turns decoder-only large language models, or LLMs for short, into powerful text encoders. This is quite a leap because traditionally, these LLMs are champions in generating text, but haven't been the go-to option for creating text embeddings that capture the context of language effectively.
Right, Jacob. Text embeddings are crucial because they help machines understand our language, not just the words, but the context and nuances too. The novel aspect of LLM2Vec is how it adapts these decoder-only models through 3 simple steps. It introduces bidirectional attention to understand text from both directions, employs masked next token prediction to enhance learning from contextual clues, and uses unsupervised contrastive learning to fine-tune the ability to differentiate between various texts.
Exactly. And what's impressive about their approach is its simplicity and efficiency. They tested LLM2Vec on 3 popular large language models with sizes ranging between 1.3 billion to 7 billion parameters. The results? They not only surpassed encoder-only models in word-level tasks by a significant margin, but also set a new unsupervised benchmark on the massive text embeddings benchmark.
That's a big deal for applications that rely on understanding and processing natural language at a deep level. From search engines improving their understanding of query intent to chatbots becoming more nuanced in their responses, the potential real-world implications are vast.
Absolutely, Heather. And when they added supervised contrastive learning into the mix, they achieved top-notch performance among models trained solely on publicly available datasets. This underscores how LLMs can be transformed into universal text encoders efficiently without needing extensive adaptation or additional resources like synthetic data.
It's clear that LLM2Vec presents an exciting step forward in making large language models even more versatile and effective for a broader range of NLP tasks.
Today, we're diving into a paper that's pushing the boundaries of how AI understands visual content. It's titled Intern LM X Composer 2 off 4K HD, and it's all about enhancing large vision language models, or LVLMs, to not just understand but excel in processing high-resolution images up to 4K HD. That's 3840 by 1600 pixels.
Right, Jacob. The crux of this advancement lies in what they've called a dynamic resolution with automatic patch configuration. Essentially, this method allows the system to adjust how it analyzes an image based on its resolution. So whether you're dealing with a small 336-pixel image or a massive 4K one, Intern LM X Composer 2 4K HD dynamically adapts, ensuring high-quality comprehension across a broad spectrum of image resolutions.
And what's truly fascinating here is how they've extended the patch division approach used by vision transformers. By automatically varying patch counts and configuring layouts while preserving the original aspect ratios of training images, they've managed to maintain consistent performance improvements even at ultra-high resolutions.
This isn't just a minor step forward. It's a giant leap in visual content understanding. The Intern LM X Composer 2 4K HD goes head-to-head with GPT-4V and Gemini Pro in benchmarks and shows superior performance in 10 out of 16 tests. That's impressive, considering these are some heavy hitters in the AI field.
Absolutely. And for those interested in diving deeper or experimenting with this technology themselves, the good news is that models with 7 billion parameters are publicly available for research and development purposes. It opens up numerous possibilities for applications requiring detailed visual analysis at varying resolutions without compromising on quality or performance.
For industries like medical imaging, where detail is crucial, or even content creation where high-resolution clarity can make or break a project, tools like this could revolutionize workflows and outcomes. It's exciting to think about where this kind of technology will take us next.
Let's dive into something fresh from the AI research field. Eagle and Finch, two new sequence models that build on the RWKV architecture. Essentially, these models are designed to be more expressive while keeping the efficiency we see in recurrent neural networks, or RNNs.
Right, Jacob. What's really interesting here is their approach to making these models more capable. They've introduced multi-headed matrix-valued states and a dynamic recurrence mechanism. In simpler terms, they're enhancing how the model processes and remembers information over time, which is crucial for tasks like language understanding.
Exactly. And to push the envelope further, they created a new multilingual corpus with 1.12 trillion tokens. That's a massive dataset designed to train these models in multiple languages more effectively. Plus, they're using a fast tokenizer based on greedy matching to improve how these models handle different languages.
And let's talk about scale for a moment. They trained four versions of Eagle with sizes ranging from 0.46 to 7.5 billion parameters, and two versions of Finch with 1.6 and 3.1 billion parameters. These aren't just numbers. Each parameter helps the model learn from data. It's impressive that they've managed competitive performance across various benchmarks with this setup.
Absolutely, Heather. And for those in the AI community looking to experiment or build upon this work, all models have been released on Hugging Face under the Apache 2.0 license. This kind of open access is vital for accelerating innovation in AI.
No doubt about it. For developers and researchers eager to see under the hood or even contribute, having access to training and inference code online is incredibly valuable. It not only democratizes AI research, but also encourages collaboration across the globe.
To wrap up, Eagle and Finch represent significant steps forward in making sequence models more powerful and efficient. Their potential applications could be vast, From improving language translation services to creating more nuanced chatbots, the possibilities are exciting. Dive into the world of AI with the latest from the MiniCPM project. At its core, MiniCPM is about making small language models, SLMs, as powerful as their larger counterparts but much more resource efficient. Imagine having a compact car that drives like a sports car. That's what MiniCPM achieves in the AI world.
Exactly, Jacob. The team introduced variants with 1.2 billion and 2.4 billion non-embedding parameters, showing that these SLMs can match the performance of 7 to 13 billion parameter large language models, LLMs. It's an enormous stride in making AI more accessible without sacrificing quality.
And it's not just about creating smaller models, it's how they did it that's fascinating. They used a technique called model wind tunnel experiments for fine-tuning their scaling, ensuring stability and efficiency. They also introduced a warm-up stable decay learning rate scheduler, short WSD-LRS, which allows for continuous training and easier adaptation to new domains.
This WSD-LRS is a game-changer, Heather. It means we can explore how data size and model size relate without needing to start from scratch each time. They've found a sweet spot in this relationship that beats previous benchmarks, indicating we've been underutilizing our models relative to the amount of data we could be training them on.
Plus, the MiniCPM family includes some specialized versions for different tasks, showing this isn't just theoretical. There are practical applications across various domains, and with the models available publicly, it's an open invitation for developers to explore and expand upon this research.
That's what stands out here: practicality and accessibility. Making these high-performing models more efficient opens up possibilities for smaller organizations or individuals who don't have access to vast computational resources. It democratizes AI technology in a way we haven't seen before.
Definitely, Heather. From advancing research methodologies to broadening access to cutting-edge AI tools, MiniCPM sets a new standard for efficiency and scalability in language modeling. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Saturday, April 13th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.